This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa an ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyu dhanbi a'adhamu? Qal, an taj'ala li... أي ذنب أعظم؟ قل أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك.
قال
أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك. قلت ثم أي؟ قال ثم أن تقتل ولدك خشية أن يأكل معك. قلت ثم أي؟ قال ثم أن تزاني. أن تزاني حليلة جارك. متفق عليه. Narrated Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, I asked Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which sin is the most serious? He said, to attribute a partner to Allah, though He alone has created you. I asked, what next? He replied, to kill your child, fearing that it will share with you. He replied, then, to kill your child, fearing that it will share with you your food. I asked, what next? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to commit adultery with your neighbor's wife, agreed upon.
Yeah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. And in Sahih Muslim, there is an addition. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran the verse in Surah Al-Furqan, after the Prophet mentioned these three, the قال أن تجعل لله ندا وقد خلقك. في رواية أن تدعو لله ندا وقد خلقك. You worship other than Allah, and although Allah is the alone, He's the one who created you. Then he mentioned قال ثم أن تقتل ولدك خشية إملاق. في رواية أن تقتل ولدك خشية أن يأكل معك من الفقر. You kill your son because of fear of poverty. Then what? قال أن تزاني حليلة جارك. أن تزني أو أن تزاني حليلة جارك. That you will commit adultery with your wife's neighbor's wife. This hadith رواه البخاري مسلم. Then in Muslim, Allah سبحانه وتعالى revealed after that, after the Ibn Mas'ud question, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. Those who do not pray to other than Allah, do not worship other than Allah, those who do not kill the innocent soul, those who do not commit adultery. أن تجعل لله ندا. ندا, what's the word ند means? في لغة العرب, the word ند is a unique word. It can carry the opposite meanings. In Arabic language, one word could mean the opposite. Sometimes we do that in slang, in English as well. So a nid, it means the opposite, the opponent, al-khasm, okay? But also a nid, it means the one who is similar to you, same to you. So here, obviously, is not to make an opponent to Allah, no, and to make someone similar to Allah. So, أن تجعل لله ندا, يعني you make someone similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you pray to that one, you seek help from that one, you worship that one, you attribute to that one similar attributes that you believe that belongs to Allah. Clear? مثلا uh, I'll give you another example. Wara'ik. What's wara'ik means? Wara'ik. Behind you, صح? صح? Behind you. But also it can be in front of you. I said, خَلَّفْتَ وَرَاءَكَ أَوْلَاد. You left behind you children and responsibility. وَرَاءَكَ سَفَرٌ طَوِيلٌ. يعني أمامك سَفَرٌ طَوِيلٌ. In Arabic language, you say, وَرَاءُكَ سَفَرٌ طَوِيلٌ. And in front of you, a long journey. And it's the same exact word. العربية فيها كذا word. قرء. It means حيض ministry. The menses, the period. قرء أيضا means the end of the menses, purity. So the word can use the opposite meanings. How can you tell by what? سياق, the context. You will understand what is exactly meant. طيب, عسعس. والليل إذا عسعس. It could mean عسعس, يعني approached. Or ended, أدبر أو أقبل. So word عسعس have the opposite meanings. That's why تجد المفسرين, they will debate. It means when the night start or the night end. طيب. Also, بعتك. بعتك, I sold you. وبعتك, I purchase. ابتعت الشيء, يعني اشتريته. وبعت الشيء, يعني I give it. So the word بعت, باع, okay, could have the opposite meaning. الحميم. The water is حميم, يعني what? Boiling. And it also could mean extremely cold. So the word حميم have. طيب. الغريم. It means the one who lend you or the one who is in debt. الدائن أو المدين. يقال عن غريم. Okay. Anyway, so يعني just this is for those who loves Arabic language. هذه كذا من لطائف اللغة يعني. There's something we call أسماء الأضداد. أسماء الأضداد. يعني the words that carry the same, the opposite meaning. Can you think, Kabir, for anything, or Yusuf, in English, can have the opposite meanings, and it's the same word? What do you guys think? I know some slangs. Yeah. Yeah, sick. It's wicked. You mean it's something like strong and good. He's like, he's sick, yeah? He's wicked, strong. Or cool could mean hot. No, it doesn't mean hot. No, it doesn't mean warm. But like, I don't know, in Egypt, for example, now these days they say about the thing that they think it's so beautiful, they said this is trash. And they mean it's like beautiful. Dizbala, and you mean like it's really good. So sometimes people use stuff like that. In English, can you think of anything other than sick? I know one. You know? Okay, it means what? I'm good. But when your wife said, yeah, it's okay. It means, it's not okay. That's right. So it could have the opposite meaning. So it depends on how the context will show it to you. That's a good one. طيب قال أن تدعو لله ندا وقد خلقك. تدعو, to pray to Allah. ليش تدعو? Because الدعاء is the clearest form of worship, act of worship. But it applies to any other act of worship. It's to fear someone, it's to love someone like Allah, is to sacrifice, to offer something for other than Allah. So anything that is an act of worship, but the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave mithal, but he gave an example of a dua, the supplication. But the point is, al-ibadah, any act of worship, or you believe in any creator other than Allah, that he create with Allah, or you believe in anyone who have the same power as God, anyone, if you believe that anyone have the power to legislate other than Allah, or to erase or to legislate, I mean religiously, or someone who, for example, can abrogate the Sharia other than Allah, that's not right. Tayyib, can anybody tell me why the Prophet ﷺ said, and he's the one who created you? Because if he created you, have the ultimate favor, has the ultimate power, because he is Rabbul Alameen, he deserved to be the only one worship. How can you worship someone who didn't create you or created anything for you? Can you imagine I go to Aqib's house, okay, and mashallah, Aqib cook the food and do everything. And in the end I said, I'm so grateful for you, Ibrahim. Ibrahim, jazakallah khair for all the good things. I really appreciate it. What's this? He's the one who made everything for me, and I go to someone else. Allah made you, created you, created this whole world for you. Then you worship someone else? You submit to someone else? Wrong. It can be. قال وقد خلقك, to remind you of this simple fact, which is he created you. طيب. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال بعد ذلك, أو أن تقتل ولدك خشية أن يأكل معك. You kill your son or your daughter because of the fear that he will eat with you. SubhanAllah, the way the Prophet put it, it makes that person look so, it's already so bad that he's killing his children, but even making worse because he doesn't want him to eat with him. يعني يبين مدى بخله, it makes it so disgusting. Because what you worry about what? I don't have money to spend on him? You think he'd, like these people who said, I don't want to have a, and he will get rid of his, abort the child. Why? Because I don't have money. Because I worry about, like, you know, I don't know how I'm going to spend on him. أن يطعم معك. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Do not kill your children because of fear of poverty. And by the way, I'm not against good planning for children. But what I'm against is this concept of thinking that children and having children and having, you know, population in the country is a problem. In many Muslim country, always our biggest problem is what? We are overpopulated. You know why? Because we don't know how to manage our resources. That's why there is a problem in the population. I remember Mahathir Muhammad in the 80s. Said something, he said, in Malaysia. He said something very powerful. He said, Saudis have oil, and Gulf country have oil. Africa, they have gold. And he said, what do we have? Rubber. In our country. What do we have? But we have something more powerful than gold and oil and all these things. I have what? People. And he committed to invest in people. Same thing, Philippines invested in people. Singapore invested in people and education. You know, Japan invested in people. And that's why these countries are growing economically. It's not like our country every day, and, hey, guys, you need to stop having children. Have children, stop having, as if the problem is. Again, I'm also against that somebody does not have any plan for, you know, their children. You should plan properly. But what I'm against, is to think of to end the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you just because you are fear of poverty. This hadith applied to the level of individual, countries, society at large. And you see now, there is a whole entire race not expect to survive. If you go to a country like Sweden, for example, the original Sweden people, they produced less than 1% of a child, less than one a child, the family there. How this nation will survive? The only way surviving is because, mashallah, they're importing all these, you know, refugees, and that's what raising the percentage. It's crazy how this can be very dangerous that we start just ending the life of new children just because we are worried about, you know, feeding them. I remember reading Ibrahim al-Adham, somebody came to him and he said to him, ishtaka, he complained to him. He said, my wife keep getting children. قال إن امرأتي يعني تأتي بالأولاد, as if she got pregnant by herself. يعني he has nothing to do with it. He said, يعني my wife keep getting pregnant. What can I do to her? He said, انظر أي ولدك, look at which one of your children. تظن أن الله لن يطعمه أرسله إليه. See which one of your kids that you think Allah will not take care of him, resend him to me, I'll take care of him. Again, and I'm saying, this is required for me to plan, and required for me to be up to the job. If Allah give you, mashallah, 4 or 5 kids, 6 kids, 10 kids, 12 kids, whatever kids you have, you need to be up to that responsibility, to work hard, to provide for your children, and so forth. ثم قال بعد ذلك, طيب, why he choose? So the second worst sin after shirk is what? Killing. Why did he choose killing your own son as an example? Because that's the worst form of killing. The worst form of shirk is shirk al-ibadah. And the dua, and the hardest one. And the worst, like it's the most evil one, is to kill your own son. So giving an example of the worst of each one. طيب. Now look at the third one. So the third sin is what? Az-zina, adultery. And what is the worst form of zina? And it would happen between the neighbors. طيب. إيش معنى أن تزاني مش تزني؟ قال أن تزاني بحليلة جاري. تزاني في لغة العرب, in Arabic language, comes from تفاعل. التفاعل, it means from both sides. So it's not a rape. It's both sides agree on it. Both sides cheating. Both sides betraying. Okay? So that's why he said, التزاني يقتضي التراضي بينهما لأنه تدل على التفاعل. الحليلة, حليلة, the word حليلة يعني wife, زوجة. طيب, anybody can imagine where did this word come from? Halila comes from the word. Why we call zawja halila? From halal, min al-hil. Okay, because she's halal, she's lawful for him, he's lawful for her. Halla yahullu aw yahillu. يحل من يعني تحل الآخر. Also it could mean يحل, it means became halal. It is lawful. But if the root يحل, إيش معنى يحل؟ لا العكس, engage. هذا يحل في هذا, يعني هذا يدخل في هذا. فلذلك قال حليلة لأنه يحل, it means something that you are in. So it could be the intimate, the physical, or I will be nice and say because you are in her heart and she is in your heart. You know, that's much better way to put it. So you became one body. هذا أصل معنى لسميت حليلة. يحل فيها. قالوا يحل فيها ماء ويدخل فيها ماء, لكن أفضل من كذا يدخل حبه. وخلينا بس في الأشياء ليش اللي تصلح لكم. طيب what do we learn from this hadith? Number one, قال أي الذنب أعظم, في رواية أي الذنب أكبر, which one of the worst sins. So that means something important. Sins are not one levels. And this is very, not, when we say sin are not one level, it's important, not because we want to pick the less one, but also to avoid the most, the bigger one. So even the big sins are levels. Yani even in zina, there is levels. You see? In shirk, there is levels. In killing, there is levels. So you need to know this. So if and you always try to avoid the worst of the sins. And the sin in general, we divide them into three categories. Shirk, associating other with Allah. Then sins, which is major and minor. And in the major, among them, the greatest major sin. يسمونهم أكبر الكبائر. The worst of all major sins. I forgot for the sisters, by the way, I always keep that side here inside the masjid open, because I know it's dark there. If anybody want to come, you guys are always more than welcome. So the worst of all sins, and he mentioned three, to commit, to associate other with Allah, to kill, and to commit adultery. So these are the greatest three sins. And subhanAllah, if you think about it, they are, until today, are the greatest sin on earth and the most common sin on earth. Don't you agree? Fulfilling the sexual desire, or the anger and the killing and the abuse, and which is unfortunately, yani, in this regard, what's happening in Delhi these days, something should not be going unchecked. Yani, reports of tens of people burned, died, you know, attacked, because they are protesting some of the laws that are going on in India, that it seems to be discriminating against Muslim, or could potentially be very discriminating against Muslim and other minorities in India as well, other than Muslims. And the reporting is really scary, and it's very devastating of how many people dying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Look at that Muslim in China. Okay, and what happening to them, and now are forgotten. And even there is reports that I've been keep receiving from some friends and people and university students who have family in that part of the world, telling that the virus is just going into their camps, government not giving medical attention to them, and it is getting bad. You know, when you look at the killing over the world today, it becomes something common. In China, they had for the longest time the law of the one child that's killing children. You know, today, when you hear that there is people promoting abortion while women in her 9th month and 8 months of pregnancy, and there is no dangerous on the woman's life, and they want to make that a choice, and in my opinion, that just contradict what we're just learning here about saving life. I do believe that women have rights over her body. I do believe in cases of abortion in limited terms and with guidelines. I do believe in that. And I do believe there is a space for this to be debated. There is a lot of opinions among the fuqaha that talk about things of that nature. But to make the value of the human's life, especially a child, something that it is so easy just to get rid of it like that, I do think that this is the right course of action, and this is one of the greatest sins in Islam. Killing someone, especially your own children. And the zina, the adultery, that it happened between neighbors, okay? And this is also among the greatest of sins that the person should avoid. What do we learn also from this? That the worst of all sin at all is a shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah will never forgive shirk unless you go back to Islam. This is one thing, it will never be forgiven in the Day of Judgment. Unless, no matter how good deeds, no matter how good you are, no matter how nicest you are, if you don't believe in God, if you associate Allah with Allah, that's Allah never forgive that. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَنِكَ. And He is willing to forgive anything. يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ لَقِيتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا. Son of Adam, if you come to me with sins as much as the weight of the earth, as much as what is between heavens and earth. مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا. Can you imagine? But you meet me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you don't commit shirk with me, I will forgive it. I'm willing to forgive it. But a shirk is a ظلم عظيم. Allah said, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. If you commit shirk, you lose the reward of all your deeds in the Day of Judgment. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not take partners with Allah while you are aware of. قال ابن عباس, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ لَا رَبَّ غَيْرَهُ يَرْزُقُكُمْ. Do not take ned with Allah, do not take partner with Allah, while you know what? That Allah created you. Yani, I have a question for you. Fir'aun, when he asked to be worshipped, do you think Fir'aun believes that he created Egypt? Do you think he knows that he made the river, the Nile? He knows he didn't. You think those people who ask to be prayed to be make sujood to, those who think that they have the power to forgive your sin, they know that they did not create anything. That's why Ibn Abbas said, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, while you know that they didn't. Also, when you go and you pray to these shrines and dead peoples and you seek help from them, that which unfortunately all over the world, you know that they didn't create anything. We know that. So why we take them arbaba min dunillah? Why a dua is the worst form of shirk? Can anybody think? Why praying to other than Allah is the worst form of shirk? Because a dua shows where is your heart. Attached to who? That's right. That's why it is like one of the worst forms of shirk. طيب. Sins has always two sides. One side related to Allah only. And the worst of all these sins is shirk. But the other sins has to do with violations towards human beings. And the worst of all this is to kill someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. As if you kill all humankind or mankind. One soul like all mankind. One innocent soul equal to all mankind, mankind or all humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I don't know any verse in the Quran talked about sin like this one. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا. It was not ever for a believer to kill another believer. إِلَّا خَطَأَ, except by mistake. Car accident, doctor give the wrong shot, you know, diagnose wrong, nurse, something like that. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. And those who kill a mu'min, a believer, intentionally, فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا, the reward of or the punishment of such person will be in hellfire forever. Forever here, يعني إيش؟ For a very, 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 very long time. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah is angry at that person, and Allah cursed that person, and Allah prepared for that person an unbelievable, unbelievable, unimaginable, great punishment. Can you imagine all this for killings? I want to understand those who are fighting each other in Yemen, those who are killing each other in Iraq, those who are killing each other in Somalia, those who are killing each other in Libya, those Muslims who are killing one another, and so proud of that. They don't read this? They don't understand this? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, والذي نفسي بيده لقتل مؤمن أعظم عند الله من زوال الدنيا. I swear by the one my soul in his hand that killing an innocent person is worse than destroying the earth or destroying the world. The value of the human sanctuary. Killing is a serious, serious crime. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا. Don't back to kufr, killing one another. Because that's the day of the ignorant days when people just fight one another, kill one another. Killing became something like, أعوذ بالله, and has no value. There is a story in Egypt, في صعيد مصر, in the south of Egypt, there is a bad habit, and unfortunately it is even in many countries, it's called revenge, انتقام. So if I kill someone, I have to revenge, go kill your cousin, go kill this, there's just no government. But to show you يعني, the value of, that human being has no value. So they said, this woman have no family, nothing. And her husband was killed, and she wanted to take revenge يعني, for her husband. So she went to a killer, and she told him, يعني, أريدك تقتل اللي قتل زوجي. I want you to kill the one who killed my husband. Then he said, how much are you going to pay me? She said, how much? He said, at least you have to pay me يعني, 15 or 25,000 pounds, something like that. She said, منين يعني, where are you going to get money from? If you squeeze me, I will not get you like 5,000 pounds. And I have kids, and I have this, and I was killed, and he left this, he felt so. Then he said, خلاص, I will kill him for the sake of Allah for you. I'm going to kill him for the sake of Allah. Astaghfirullah. Do you want a really, really sad story? A brother called me from United States, Yemeni brother. Told me, Sheikh Waleed, I have a question, it's a serious question. He said, my wife called me, my daughter died, she was buried, and my daughter killed my cousin. My wife killed my cousin. I said, okay, because she suspected that his cousin raped her daughter, and that rape caused the death of her daughter, who's a young teenager. It's a village. She was worried about the shame that she raped. So the hospital covered it up. She buried her. And she went and she killed what? His cousin. Now my uncle called me. This is a real question I got. My uncle called me and he said, his uncle, his brother is like, immediate uncle, Ammo Lazam, he said to him, you have two options. You divorce your wife, okay? And when you divorce her, we go on to kill her father or her brother or her and her sister or her and her mother. And I said, like, why her? He said, because man for two women. If she kill a man, they have to kill two women. I said, that's... it's not an inheritance. What is that? But that's the urf, that's the custom. If you don't divorce her, and they killed her brother, they killed her father, it became obligatory upon him to take the revenge and to clear the name of his wife. So he has to kill one of his cousins. And that means that the cousins will start killing one another. I said, be smart and don't kill anyone. He said, even if me, my wife now run away, come to America, and we leave all this behind. And I said, I leave this for Allah to the judgment. My father will never accept the shame. My father will go kill one of either his brother or his cousin or his nephew. Sheikh, what can I do? I couldn't think of any, wallahi, this is real questions came to me a few years back. And I said, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. They want the ruling of the jahiliyyah, the ruling of the ignorant days. Who have better ruling than Allah? And I said, Habibi, I cannot give you fatwa on this. Ask your own mashayikh in Yemen or whatever village you live. Killing became something so easy today. Nasallahu al-afi. No care. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, لا يزال المؤمن في فسحة من ديني. You have exit in the day of judgment. You have a good chance to survive in day of judgment. إلا أن تصيب دما حراما بغير حق. Unless you cause the death of someone, or you يعني cause someone to be even injured, but here it means killing someone. You don't have a chance on the judgment. That's why Nabi said, "Awwal ma yuqda." The first thing Allah will judge between people is ad-dima, killing. Ya Rabb, ask this: why did he kill me? وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Start with this child who was born. I have a question for you. Allah said, when the girl who buried alive asked, for what sin you been killed? Why you have been killed? And I ask myself the question. I don't know, Ahmed, if you ever ask a question, this question, or Abu Waleed, why Allah will ask the girl? Why the question going to the girl? Why, you think, Dr. Musa, Allah said to the girl, for what sin you've been killed? You'd assume that the question will go to the killer, the father. But the question is going to what? To the girl. Isn't that interesting? Al-Mufassirin, the ulama, said, why the father buried his daughter? Because he was ashamed of having a daughter. He was ashamed of her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to humiliate that man that you don't even deserve to talk. This one that you're ashamed of, she's the honored one. She's the one who'll speak and you shut up. That's number one. Number two, it is more powerful when the victim starts speaking in the court about the crime. It's more powerful in the court. It makes the criminal remember and see, and it is so powerful, and it's a punishment in itself when he see the victim speaking, because he might forgot after all these years. Maybe he did it when he was drunk. Maybe he did it when he was not like thinking. But now after things settled down, it became even psychologically it is very hard on him. And that's so beautiful how Al-Quran put it. And also, this is, Allah start with this to tell you, in Islam, Allah will defend the right of everyone, starting from the weakest in the society, which this little girl, going up. So that's serious crime. أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ. Allah forbade you to injure, to kill, to cause, you know, any form of disability to any human being purposely, or to transgress against somebody's wealth. And يعني صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this applied also to Muslim and non-Muslim as well. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever killed someone's ذمي from the people of ذمي or non-Muslim, I will be his opponent in the Day of Judgment. I will stand against that person in the Day of Judgment. That's why killing is not an easy thing. It is not something that we should take it lightly at all. And unfortunately, today it became numbers. We became numb with all this news that we hear. And I'm going to mention this. Drugs. Those who sell drugs. Those who facilitate drugs. Helping people to die. That's not correct. Those who, you know, recruit and inspire our youth to go die or to kill, this is a great sin, and it has to be stopped. Those who contribute in any way, those who give fatwa to dictators to kill their own people, are partner in this crime. Who those vote and promote and elect and support politicians who just hungry for war, just to make money, our partner to this sin. I'm not a pacifist. I do believe that just war exists. I do believe that war sometimes it's a solution. But this is the very last of, even in war, we care about saving humans' life. Because in war, it's about winning, not about killing. And I always say, war usually don't determine who's right, only determine who left. We get out of war, who died and left. Then the third sin, which is a zina, adultery. And the worst يعني, scenario is when there is a betraying your own neighbor who trusted you with his. We talked about the right of the neighbor last week. And now in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is why he bring the hadith, al-mu'allif rahimahullah. We could talk about the right of the neighbors. And one of the worst way of violation the right of your neighbor is to fornicate with his daughter, with his wife, okay, with her husband. We've been asked to protect them. We've been asked to be good to them, but not that. يعني أعوذ بالله. This is violation for all these meaning. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث المقداد قالوا سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الزنا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about adultery. قال حرام حرمه الله ورسوله. It's forbidden. Allah and His Messenger forbade it. فقال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم among the things that he mentioned قال لأن يزني الرجل بعشر نسوة أيسر عليه من أن يزني بامرأة جاري. 10 fornications a person will do with 10 women is easier than fornicating with your neighbor's wife. And he was asked about stealing. He said, haram, haram, forbade by Allah Rasul. And to steal from 10 people easier than stealing from your own neighbor. نسأل الله العافية والسلام. رواه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله والبخاري في الأدب المفرد. And by the way, that's applied to the wife or the daughter or the sister, any member of your family. Also apply to the people, يا أخي, يعني, who trusted you. يعني, to betray them like that. يعني, somebody work with you and you end up like, you know, your best friend. And you end up like, cutting, أعوذ بالله, making zina with his wife or with between them. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam order us to be good to our neighbor and not to harm them in any way. And this is one of the way to harm them, because that's basically to a violation. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi is not a believer. Who, ya Rasulullah? The one whose neighbor cannot trust him. الَّذِي لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقُ. If your neighbor can't trust you, la yu'min. This is applied to the young boys and young girls. You need to know. You can peek at your, you know, neighbors while they are tanning in the, you know, even if she doesn't follow the Islamic ruling, she's tanning in the backyard and you just, you know, looking, or between the, you know, the from the second floor or the fence or anything like that, and you're looking at her without hijab, even if it doesn't reach to the level of zina, any kind of violation or taking pictures or anything of that form is haram. Today, people have the telescope, you know, they look it from the, what do you call it, peeker, that they call them? There's a name for them. Stalker? No, stalker is different, but those guys don't stalk. Huh?
Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom. Peeping Tom. Peeping Tom. I don't know that. طيب. Listen to this hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فشكى إليه جاره. He said, رسول الله إني أشتكي إليك جاري. I complain to you about my neighbor. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم be patient, be patient, be patient. قال له في الرابعة والثالث, third or fourth time, قال my neighbor is like really harming me, it's bothering me. Then النبي قال خلاص, take your furniture and put it in the street. Take it out of your house and put it in the street. Then the man did. So people pass and they see, can you imagine you take your, like, your furniture, your couch, and you're sitting outside of the couch in the street or in the front yard. So people said, Malik, what's wrong with you? Then he tell them, Adhani jari, my neighbor is harming me. فيقولون لعنه الله. May Allah curse him. Okay? And everybody coming start cursing the neighbor. So the neighbor came and said, please go back in. I will never harm you again. And the hadith is in Abi Dawud. And it in some of the narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed the neighbor who harmed the neighbor. Yani, this is something serious. So these are just points to end up with our session today with it. Practical points, and maybe you can add some points if you're not. Other ways where maybe adultery, this is the worst case scenario, but what other ways that you think it consider harming your neighbor? Yalla. Number one. Sisters, brothers, give me points that is considered form of harming your neighbor, you should avoid, that is common in modern days in our society. Nice. You, when you blow your leaves and you put all your leaves, like I come and have all my neighbor leaves, for example, Ibrahim Jazallah Khair, he blow her leaves and he put it in my front yard. You know, it never happened. Just like, can you imagine? You know, to put it in my, like, or on the patio, sometimes the patio, you blow it and it goes all the way to your neighbor. So that's harm. Very good. What else? To be too loud, party, music, you know, stuff like that. What else? Parking, you know, blocking them, taking their parking spot without their permission. Very good. What else? What can you think? Harming, like something that's harmful. I tell you about something, one neighbor of mine drove me crazy once in my lifetime. he had his floodlight straight to my bedroom. So any car passed by, the floodlight in my room. Habibi, lower it so it goes down. It's like, you know, you don't shoot to the sky. So that's, for example, harmful. Sometimes in Christmas, yani we don't have that, but this is also Ida. Some of them, like, they have all this like flashing lights and colors and stuff like that. So my house from inside is like a disco. It's like a nightclub. That's not right. You can't do that. You can't harm your neighbor. Also, another one, which is making noise. You know, any type of noise, like fixing things in the night and making, like, you know, without taking any, consider it in the time. Also, looking at their awrat, you know, peeking at them, seeing what is. Also, exposing the secret. Oh, you don't know what happened? They were fighting last night. You know, I heard him saying this. I heard. You don't, if you see something, you don't say something. You know, unless it's dangerous to society. But if it's something private, you just don't expose their tufshi sirru. You expose their. Also, listening, spying on them. That's not correct. Also, one of the thing is, you know, I found, like, one of the people that we know, they found that they have their cameras actually are pointed to the neighbor backyard. That's not correct. That's spying. That's ida. You know, I will tell you another thing that sometimes we don't pay attention to is, you know, akhi, one day I came out of my house, it was windy, and it's a trash day, or the recycle. Sometimes the recycle is an open basket, that's right? So you put it out, the wind comes, and I found all my bottles and, like, you know, in my neighbor. I can't do that. I have to go collect it. You know, if you have, you know, those who have walking the dog, and mashallah, they full try and give me a free, you know, fertilizing the yard, I don't ask for that. You know, this is also harming. That's right. That's not correct. You know, driving your car in the driveway over my grass and ruining my grass and breaking the tip of my sprinkler, that's not correct. You know, that's a form of harming your neighbor. So these are some practical, like, examples I see happening in modern days. I don't know if anybody else can think of another example. Maybe the smell. Like, if there's bad smell comes from your house, especially those who live in an apartment and stuff like that, it can be, like, really harmful. And I want to say something. Those also apply to what? To hotel neighbors. So even if you are in the hotel, you watch for your neighbor, not jumping up and down, and you have a neighbor downstairs. Your kids have to be, you teach your children about that. You were blessed in Texas, mashallah. We have houses. I sometimes forget. But, you know, most of the people around the world are, like, not like that. They have apartment and, you know, mashallah. Like, I stayed with one brother in a hotel in Apis. I call it Iblis. It's a chain in England. Mashallah. He sneezes in the other room. I say, Arhamukallah, in my room. Anything, we can hear each other. It's so, like, wrong, man. So this is can be also something to take into consideration. I want to end with this hadith because it really make us think a lot about this concept. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث في مسلم أحمد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رجل يا رسول الله إن فلانة يذكر من كثرة صلاتها وصيامها وصدقاتها. This woman, people speaks, listen carefully, This woman, people speak about her salah, night prayers, fasting, sadaqah, donations. غَيْرَ أَنَّهَا تُؤْذِي جِيرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. But she harmed her neighbors with her tongue. She speaks, she gossips, she backbite. Oh my God, what did they got? As if she's mashallah IRS agent, counting everything coming in and she speaks ill about people. قَالَ هِيَ فِي النَّارِ. She's among the people of hellfire. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ فُلَانَ. And there is another woman. يُذْكَرُ مِنْ قِلَّةِ صِيَامِهَا وَصَدَقَاتِهَا وَصَلَاتِهَا. And this other woman, not known of praying or salah or extra salah or extra sadaqah or extra anything of this. وَأَنَّهَا تَصَدَّقُ بِالْأَثْوَارِ مِنَ الْإِقِطِ وَلَا تُؤْذِي جَرَ. What she has, a very bad quality type of bread and biscuits, very bad quality. Yeah, and very cheap. Sometimes she donated and she give it to the neighbors, but she never say anything harmful to her neighbor. She never speak ill about her neighbors. قَالَ هِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. She's among the people of Jannah. And the hadith sahih Muslim. I hope this will help us to understand what is our religion is about. Because sometimes I feel religion transferred to be just a bunch of ritual, which are important, but they're not enough if they're not combined by how we deal and how we treat and how we act and how we interact with each other. You know, it's not enough to be just a Muslim, but it is also important to be a human being, because you human first, then Muslim second. You have to be a human being, know how to be nice to people, then Islam comes to complete you and Iman come to perfect you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يرضاه. And next week inshallah we will have all another interesting hadith to speak about. Thank you very much, and if there is no questions, we'll end it here inshallah.